flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a Red Friday here on Fesco, Dusty, and Mac. If you missed it, you can hear Mac's entrance
intro.
in 10 minutes. In 10 minutes. His intro, we'll play it at the top of every hour. I mean, the text line said it was your intro. I'm not saying
he
that.
He did a great job with it, Mac. He did. Unbelievable job with
it's
that
a,
intro.
It's a nude egg.
I appreciate it.
I'm not watching porn at work. It's a nude egg. Yeah. I've never been this far. You better watch a little at work.
Shout out to our man Claude, a retro fan, man. Dropping off some donuts this morning for us.
I put them in Mac's studio.
Good call.
I don't know what we can do on a Friday because I know if I get one, it's like, you got any more of those donuts?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, donut.
Lay off the fritter.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you, Claude.
Ooh, bad insurance.
Yeah.
Somebody in the Texans said they got a Gennaro Wilson bobblehead already.
Already ordered one. Look at you.
Yeah, said it's only $35 shipped after their 10% discount for the first-time buyers.
All right. I like it. There you go.
We should probably get one of those for the show, Mac.
Yeah, Mac, go ahead and order one and expense that in your Super Bowl expenses. Just hide that and they'll never know.
Yeah, say it was $135.
That's right. When we go to the Super Bowl, make sure we all get triple receipts of everything. I kid.
From the 913, can Mac post the intro on Facebook? It was amazing. That'd be cool to see it viral in KC and beyond.
Yeah, we'll get that posted on the Odyssey app. You can download it there.
It's podcasted.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, man. Okay. So let's get into this real quick. Because a lot of people will watch this game and you'll be nervous because it's Buffalo. Or will you be nervous because it's the AFC Championship? Because we were talking about this yesterday. Do you get more nervous for this weekend or Super Bowl weekend?
I don't know how to describe my feelings. It's not nerves, it's anticipation. Like, I'm to the point where I'm just ready for the game to take place because
this is your most hated Saturday of the year.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, it is my wife's 50th birthday.
Oh, shoot. Never mind. So just kidding, Jen.
I don't know.
Not this particular one.
This whole, once we leave here at, 9:58 today, and we kind of progress
that's
through
late,
the weekend.
It is late.
9:56 today.
I got to go to Home Depot. Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to have time to do all that today, right? Yeah. Go get a workout in, kind of sweat it out a little bit.
You'll kind of lose that.
And then, I'm going to take my wife out to dinner tonight and tomorrow for this big 50th birthday. It only comes once. I told her she's halfway home now, 50.
Or sometimes not at all.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
No, so you're going out tonight and tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Two birthday dinners?
Different people. She's doing like one of these things where it's just a couple people here, a couple people there, instead of like
what
a big
dinner's
party.
Nicer, tonight or tomorrow?
Both are pretty good. Yeah.
So Papa's dropping some dimes?
Mama's going to be dropping some dimes. It's her birthday, not mine. I'm just a guest. Why are you covering your face, Mac?
That's great. I love that.
Why? Mac's like, ooh, I'm not married yet, and I got a fiance, and I'm going to be romantic and all this stuff. 55th birthday, 48th birthday, 19 years together. Split the check.
Text from Hannah. Don't take that advice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, text back is he's older than me and knows more, so I am going to follow what he says. And I've had a happy marriage for all this time, so it's not, you know, out of the realm or whatnot. Mm. So, yeah, split separate checks from now on at dinner.
Mm. Yeah, it's January. So more nervous for the championship game or the Super Bowl?
It's the championship game, because once you get to the Super Bowl, you're there and you've reached that pinnacle and it's fun. This is the one where if you don't get there, then everybody starts questioning, oh, the legacy of Patrick Mahomes, because it's not the most recent anymore, mm-hmm. right? And my biggest fear is that the Chiefs lose this game or lose the Super Bowl, and then everybody acts like what they've accomplished over the last 7 years never happened, and it falls by the wayside, because that's the way life works, right? Mm-hmm. Something new comes along and we just continue to move forward, and people are going to like, oh, well, the Chiefs, oh, yeah, that's right, they used to be good and all that kind of stuff. That's my biggest fear, is that they don't win and then nobody remembers what just happened and the legacy and everything that's been created. And that's why the three-peat to me is so important, because it puts a bow on everything. Like, literally, and I know this is not what the team and folks inside the organization would think, but literally, if you three-peat and win this Super Bowl and hoist another Lombardi trophy, what else is there to do? Like, you have cemented yourself as the greatest franchise, the greatest quarterback, the greatest coach of all time in the National Football League. There's really nothing left to do except make your legacy even greater after that. But once you get that three, once you stack three straight in a row, man, you've reached Mount Everest, or, you know, whatever the peak is in sports. You've reached that pinnacle, you know?
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Like, if they win, why would Kelce retire? Then you go for the four-peat. I mean, sure, I guess. I mean, it could happen. I mean, no one thought three-peats could ever happen, and here we are talking about it one game away.
Wouldn't you like to go out on top, though? Like, Travis should ask Jason, like, you stayed maybe 1 year too long, right? And then you had that awful feeling in Tampa. You win the three-peat. You have all the postseason records. Peace out, man.
Yeah. I mean, I tend to think that. I'm obviously not in his situation, right. But I would think to myself, like, man, won a three-peat, went out, champion, greatest of all time. Okay, that's fine. Now, again, I think it's always like the feeling of remorse in the back of your mind. Like, what if I retire? Then they go out and do it all over again. It's like, yeah, man, now you know what Tyreek Hill feels like, right? Like, they traded my ass and they've won two Super Bowls since. Like, mm-hmm. That sucks. Whereas, like, it's the different situation, but it's like, I could have had a fourth one. You're like, yeah, and you don't want to think about that. But again, it's like, you just sold Amazon for $100 million. You've got a very, very, you know, positive, it seems, healthy relationship. You've got enough endorsements. We can talk about that when it happens.
Right.
But I think to answer your question, I'm always nervous this weekend because I know what's at stake.
Yeah, a lot.
Like, divisional round, we've gotten to the point. I was talking to these guys from New England last night on their show, and I was like, when you guys were in the playoffs in those early 2000s and mid-2000s, like, the divisional round game was like, yeah, it's nice, but that's the arrogance that you've acquired, which is mm-hmm. fine. That's a good arrogance to have. I think, you know, if you look in the mirror and you're like, damn, this outfit sucks, you're not, you know, you can look good, feel good. When you look at New England, divisional round games, yeah, they're great, whatever, but it was always this weekend that you look forward to. Right. Just like I'm sure diehard KU fans have had. Yeah, the regular season's nice, conference tournament's good, the first round of the NCAA tournament, just get out of it.
Right.
And then it's like, once you get to the Sweet 16,
that's like, when the season starts.
You're like, okay, now the nerves start to come in, now it's starting to mean something. So I think that's why I think a lot of people feel this game is more nerve-wracking. The Super Bowl, I'm like everybody else, I think, maybe not. But, like, there's always that week that leads up to it. So you have some time to kind of realize where you're at. And everything seems to be fine that week. And then it's, like, the kickoff. And it's, like, okay, now I'm nervous. Like, it's not like the AFC Championship game where Wednesday it hit me.
Yeah.
Where I was, like, all right, Allen, Mahomes, McDermott, Reed, Joe Brady, Steve Spagnuolo, like, defense, offense, all this stuff. And then Friday I'm here and I'm, like, all I'm thinking about is that game.
Yeah, the Super Bowl's just got so much noise around it, too. It's such a two-week build-up to a game.
Right when it kicks off, you're like,
if your team's in it, like, okay, now it's going to kick off.
Right.
But for the 2 weeks leading up to it, it's just nonsensical. You know, it's just pageantry. Yeah,
yeah, you're like, yeah, you know, you have, like, you know, before the game starts, you have, like, you know, you're God Bless America. Then you have Chris Stapleton doing the national anthem, and you're like, man, that was really good. And then you're like, all right, now there's the coin toss. You're like, my God, again, it's like, 6 o'clock.
Let's go kick the damn ball.
And then they kick it, and like everything goes away that was calm and relaxed and not worried to all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're four quarters away and put another trophy in the hallway at One Arrowhead Drive.
Right.
And it's like, then I get kind of nervous. Whereas the AFC Championship game, I'll be honest with you guys, like, I've been nervous since Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once, like, Monday's, like, the reaction of the weekend, Tuesday's the most boring day of the week for sports, and then Wednesday, it's like, They're talking, they're practicing, they're getting ready, and now we're going to get into this flow of the game, and it's like, here we are at Friday. This week flew by.
It did.
Cannot wait for Sunday at 5:30.
It really has flown by, and for me, it's not nerves, because I know they're going to win the football game. It's anticipation of just getting there and taking care of business, and let's go. And let's go see what this team can do, and to show the rest of the world, hey, man, you can have two-thirds of the nation rooting for the Buffalo Bills or whatever it is, and you know, you're coming into Kansas City, and we're going to show you that this is still our world, and you're just kind of a part of our world. You're not in our world yet. And that's the message that's going to be sent, I think, this weekend at Arrowhead.